From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel factions in Syria are expressing a number of reservations about the terms of a U.S.-Russian agreement that will usher in a ceasefire at sunset Monday. Free Syrian army groups wrote to the United States saying the cessation of hostilities would primarily benefit the government of President Bashar al-Assad. In an apparent bid to strengthen their positions before the fighting stops, government and rebel troops fought in several parts of Syria Sunday. Airstrikes on the city of Aleppo killed a number of civilians. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary election show the conservative Croatian Democratic Union likely will win the most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. With more than half of the votes counted, HDZ is on track to win at least 61 seats, followed by the Liberal Social Democratic Party, the People's Coalition, with 53 seats. Police in France have thwarted a possible terrorist attack in Paris this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of planning an imminent violent action. Intelligence agents suspected the boy planned to carry out a knife attack in a public place, but officials refused to name a spot where that attack might occur. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities Sunday to rally for independence. Catalan police say as many as 800,000 marchers turned out, while the Spanish government says the turnout was less than half that number. Catalonia's pro-independence regional government has set the middle of next year as a target for independence from Spain, but the government has not approved a referendum. This is VOA News.